The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Today's daf discusses the shvuah which is imposed on apotropos, which is a halacha that somebody who's a caretaker of someone else's property can be required at any time to make a shvuah, to take an oath that he was not negligent with the property. So I'd like to discuss in today's shiur a very common application of this oath, where it comes into our lives and business. And that is the idea of heter iska. Everybody knows that Yidden are not allowed to lend beribis. A Jew is not allowed to make a loan and charge interest on the loan. However, we know that it's common for Yidden to lend money to other Yidden and charge interest. So how is that done? The answer lies in this concept of heter iska, which is based on the shvuah, which is discussed in today's daf, the shvuah of apotropos. The idea of a heter iska is to create an investment which mirrors a loan, an investment which will give the investor the same kind of security which he receives when he lends money to somebody and he expects interest. In the case of a loan, he's obviously guaranteed that the borrower will repay the principal, and he's also guaranteed, if it's an interest loan, that he'll receive an interest payment as well. An investment generally doesn't guarantee the principal and also doesn't guarantee the interest. So the concept of a heter iska is to try to create an investment which will guarantee as much as possible the repayment of the principal and an interest payment which will be profit on the investment but will be more guaranteed than the typical return on investment. So the way that this is done is through adjusting the terms of the investment. Generally, if a person makes an investment, obviously the person who is acting on his behalf to manage the investment has certain responsibilities and certain liabilities. If he's not careful and he's negligent with the investor's money, he'll be required to pay. However, he is believed, according to the Torah, to swear a shvuas hashomrim that he was not negligent with the investment. So, in the general case of an investment, the principal of the investment is not guaranteed, because if the agent of the investor, if the person who was managing the investment was indeed not negligent with the investment, and he accepts upon himself to take an oath, then the investor can end up losing his money, because in many instances the investment will go bad, and the agent will agree to take an oath and say that he was not negligent, and therefore he should not be held responsible at all for the failure of the investment. However, it's not outside of the realm of the Torah for the investor to create another stipulation with his agent, whereas the agent will not be believed by taking an oath alone. He will have to prove that he was not negligent with the investment. So in that case, since it's still an investment, it's just that they're creating stipulations and they're changing the terms of the investment, they're changing the type of proof that the agent has to bring in order to prove that he was not negligent, therefore this would not yet be considered a loan, and therefore the investor is more guaranteed of receiving his money in return, because he can require a proof from his agent, which is very difficult for his agent to bring. In other words, the investor gives the money to the agent and tells him, the only way that you'll be believed in the Beis Din, in the court, to say that you were not negligent, in case you come back to me and tell me that the investment went sour and my money's not available anymore, The only way you'll be believed is if you bring two reliable witnesses who can testify in Bezdin that indeed you didn't do anything negligent with the money and you were careful to invest it properly. Since it's not so easy to bring two kosher witnesses who can testify to that, because the witnesses would have to know exactly how the investment money was spent, and it's very hard to know that because they won't be following the agent all the time. So therefore, the investor is pretty certain that he'll get his money back in return, and he won't lose any of the principal, because the agent will not be able to prove that he was careful with the money, and that he shouldn't be held responsible for the loss which took place. That's the idea of a heter iska as far as the principal is concerned. However, when it comes to the interest payment on the investment, the achronim were not comfortable with making this stipulation, because this would be considered ribbis. However, they were able to guarantee, to a certain extent, the interest payment also. They were able to guarantee the return on the investment to the investor as well. This was based on the shvuah, which we find in our blatt. Since there's a halacha that any time that a person has a shutif or an apotropos, he has the right to make them swear at any time. And nowadays, people are afraid of taking an oath because of the very severe punishments which are meted out by Hashem to anyone who swears falsely. People generally do not take oaths in Bezdin nowadays. And Bezdin generally will not even allow a person to take an oath, and will try to try as much as possible to get the person to compromise and to make a pshara and to pay a certain amount of money rather than accept upon himself to take the oath. So therefore, when the investor gives the agent the money originally, he makes an agreement with him that if in the case that the agent claims that there was no profit from the investment, the agent, in lieu of having to take the oath, will have the option of paying a certain agreed upon expected gain, expected profit, and with that, the investor will forego his right to force the investor to force the agent to swear that the profit wasn't even greater than that. In other words, when the investor, for example, gives the agent $1,000 to invest, so he'll say, look, I don't know how much money this investment will make. I expect it to make somewhere in the area of 10% a year. So therefore, if you come and bring me 10% every year, I won't make you swear. And that way, the agent knows that he will not be required to swear. And the investor also knows that because the agent will be uncomfortable to swear, therefore, he's reasonably confident that he'll be able to receive 10% on his investment every year. And the investment is structured in such a way that the agent is not going to be considered a gazlan, is not going to be considered a thief, if he takes the investment money and uses it for something other than what the investor expected it to be used. If he doesn't invest the money in what they agreed upon, he will not be considered to be breaking the contract of the investment. So therefore, the agent now mimics a borrower as much as possible. In other words, now he can take the money, spend it on whatever he wants to, as long as he returns the principal and the interest. He'll be keeping to the terms of the investment, and the investor will not be able to have any tainus against him. And the tayer will allow this and will not consider it ribbis, because in truth it is an investment. Now, although we're saying that iska, heter iska, mimics a loan to a large extent, it's important to realize that it is treated as an investment rather than as a loan by Bezdin, and therefore the halachas of how Bezdin would paskin on any din Torah which comes up in Heter Iska might differ a little bit than the way they would paskin, the way that they would rule in the case of a loan. For example, the halacha is that if someone lends somebody else money, Reuven lends Shimon money, he lends them two times. One halva, one loan is with a shtar, and another loan is without a shtar. So obviously the lender wants to be repaid first for the loan which does not have a shtar, rather than the loan which does have a shtar. The halacha is that even if the borrower wants to repay the loan which does have a shtar, which is to his advantage, rather than repay the loan which doesn't have a shtar, the lender is not obligated to accept the money which the borrower is paying him according to the borrower's terms. He has the right to accept it according to his own terms and take it for what's more advantageous for him to get repaid for. So the lender can take the money, not say anything, and can then come back to Bezdin and say, here's my shtar. Even though he paid me, and he intended to pay me for the loan with the shtar, I didn't intend to take the money for the loan with the shtar. I intended to take the money for the loan which didn't have the shtar, and therefore my shtar is still a good shtar, and I will be able to collect money in Bezdin with the shtar. So when we're talking about a loan, the lender has an advantage over the borrower as far as forcing the borrower to create the payment, even if it's not in the borrower's interest to make that payment. There was once a story in Bezdin that somebody, that a lender who had lent money with the Hetereska, wanted to be repaid for the ribbis rather than to reduce the principal. The borrower came and wanted to pay money to reduce the principal. The lender said, no, I want to take the money for the ribbis instead of the principal. So the lender felt that he could rely on this halacha, which is said by a loan. However, it's not clear whether that would apply to a heter iska, since, like we said, a heter iska is really not a loan. And the interest of a heter iska is not really interest on a loan. Rather, a heter iska is an investment, and the ribbis on a heter iska is really profits which are expected to be gained from the investment. So therefore, when the borrower approaches the lender and tells him, look, I'm going to give you back the principal of the investment, and right now I'm not going to be paying you the profits of the investment, it's very possible that the investor has no right to say, well, I want to take it and for the profits of the investment because you owe me the profits of the investment. Because in truth, the borrower doesn't owe any profits at all. It's just that there was an expected profit, and in lieu of the shvua, in lieu of the oath which the agent would have to take, the investor agreed to accept a certain interest instead of that. But the investor has no right to say, well, I know that there's profit, because number one, the investor doesn't know that there's profit, and he certainly doesn't know that this money which the agent is coming over to him and giving to him is that profit which he had expected to make. So therefore, if the agent approaches him and tells him, look, this is the principal money, it's not the profit of the investment, it's very possible that the investor will not have a right to say, no, I want to take it for the interest and not reduce the principal, and the borrower will be correct in saying that the payment serves to pay down the principal rather than being an interest payment on the heter iska.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.